Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt, and Happy New Year's.
To you as well. I wanted to chat about a recent survey or finding, research finding, that shows mobile users are three times more likely to respond to phishing scams than PC users. Could you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yeah, this was a study that was done by a company called Trusteer. And, you know, it's interesting to see what the results are, but there's lies, damn lies, then statistics. And this is where a case where statistics may potentially be misleading. And I don't mean that Trusteer is lying or being misleading. It's just that with the shift in how people use computing devices, which iPhones and other mobile phones are computing devices, this is pretty understandable. A lot of people nowadays are accessing the web through their iPhone, their BlackBerry, their Android, Windows mobile phone. So these same people might have fallen for the phishing attacks on their computers, but went to the site first on their mobile device.
Do you think it's harder to recognize a phishing attack, though, on a mobile device just because of the smaller screen and maybe you're not looking as closely or not used to those types of attacks coming into your mobile device?
You know, I think there are other types of attacks that would be more difficult to spot than phishing attacks. And the reason I say that is because a person that knows enough to look at things like the URL, which typically a mobile device is going to hide from you, they're not going to necessarily fall for the phishing attack. They understand the details. They're advanced enough to look at things like the URL and things like that. But the average user probably isn't going to be looking at the URL anyway. And, you know, the small screen, the fact that they're not thinking PC, they're not thinking phishing, may lead to them having their guard down and being more susceptible to these kinds of attacks.
Right. I guess, you know, Trusteer was also mentioning that they're more likely to submit their login credentials on a mobile device than they are their desktop, just because it's harder to spot a phishing website. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it is harder to spot a phishing website on a mobile device. It's harder to see a lot of things on a mobile device.
Right.
However, you know, the one thing that doesn't follow through is that in terms of my scenario of people are just going there first on their mobile devices is that, well, maybe it does. It reported that mobile users accessing phishing websites are three times more likely to submit their logon info.
Right.
And that could be a function of not getting the whole picture, not seeing the same kind of page that you would see on a PC, which could have some visual clues that maybe something isn't right.
Right.
You know, little anomalies are a lot smaller and a lot littler on a mobile device screen.
So, I mean, what is the impact here? I mean, if mobile users visit phishing websites and fall victim and they put their login credentials in, I assume it has the same negative effect as if they did that on their PC. So what are some best practices? Should people just not visit sites where they have to use login credentials from their mobile devices?
Well, they need to make sure that they don't follow a link from an email or an instant
right.
message, something like that. They need to type in the name of the company that they want to go to. So if you want to go to Facebook, I mean, use your Facebook application, use
right.
your browser and type in Facebook.com. Whichever way you do it, make sure that you point the phone to the site, not a link in an email.
Right. And I assume that this is, while discussing iPhone users, I know that they feel they're more susceptible to fall victim to these types of attacks than BlackBerry users. But really, this is the case where any smartphone or any mobile device is probably just as susceptible.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, it's not the device that's susceptible.
Right.
It's the user that's susceptible. You know, iPhones are very popular. I'd expect to see more phishing victims on iPhone than other devices because
right.
more people are using it.
Well, and a better browser and things of that nature, too, than some of the BlackBerry devices or others.
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure why the Android segment came out so low, because I don't think Android users are any more sophisticated than iPhone users. I know a lot of really skilled IT professionals that use iPhone as well as skilled professionals using Android, but Android has a lot of appeal with non-techies too. And I think that probably over time you'll see a normalization. BlackBerry users probably a larger percentage aren't doing the kinds of things on their device that would lend them susceptible to attacks. I mean, if they get a phishing email, yeah, they're susceptible. But these are used in businesses. There's BlackBerry Enterprise Server where admins can lock things down so that you can only go to specific sites. There's corporate policies. So, yeah, I would expect to see BlackBerry's having a lower rate. But again, you know, once that phishing attack comes in, it's really how savvy is the user and what best practices do they follow?
Well, Randy, as always, good advice. Randy has also blogged on this topic, so feel free to visit that post at eset.com. You can also follow the research team on Twitter at esetresearch. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.